Thousands of pigs on a Dutch farm, meat intended for the Spanish market. But after nearly 20 years, Annette Merkens and her husband have decided to stop. Soon they will sell all their livestock.
Our nitrogen emissions are extremely high and our business needs a lot of renovation. We need new stables because these are outdated. But if the bank sees that our emissions are so high, they don't want to support us any longer. So we had no choice but to stop.
The farm lies next to a nature reserve that is protected under European law. Now that the EU has approved the government's buyout plan, the family hopes to receive generous compensation. In recent years, thousands of farmers have protested against proposals to drastically cut emissions. More than 50,000 Dutch farmers keep more than 11 million pigs and nearly 4 million cows.
Intense and highly productive farming has turned the Netherlands into one of the world's main food producers. But a farm like this could soon be a thing of the past. While farmers are now being pressured into selling their animals and find another profession, others insist they'll continue.
In a few years, dairy farmer Jan van der Wind wants to hand over his herd to his son. He says the government should invest more in technology that reduces emissions from animal waste.
Farmers have done a lot for this country, but the government doesn't seem to realize this. The minister talking about hugely attractive buyout packages, that's a ridiculous statement.
Greenpeace says compensating farmers on a voluntary basis won't lead to a big enough reduction in nitrogen.
The government should force farmers to stop. It has to happen now and it will be painful. Farmers have to be told, you will need to quit and we will withdraw your license. We will compensate you, but you have to stop.
Why should they? This is their life. It's like they are criminals. It's like they are doing something bad. They produce food. Except for water and oxygen, we need food.
But they damage the nature at the same time.
No, that's bull crap, I would say.
Caroline van der Plas has grown into a political force to be reckoned with after her farmer citizens movement became the largest party in all Dutch provinces during elections in March. While she supports compensating farmers who want to quit, her party is firmly against stricter measures, possibly delaying government plans to halve nitrogen emissions by 2030. Stap Vaassen, Al Jazeera, in Woudenberg, the Netherlands.
Researchers in Zambia have built a